Welcome to Ascension Gear number 9. I'm your host, Neil Stevens. Today, I'm going to start by going into the chakras. And I would like to say Om Namah Shivaya. It's a Shiva mantra. Probably one of the more famous ones. It gets you into the vibration of Shiva. Perfect yogi style. And the chakra system that I would like to describe in more detail is by Gorak Nath. And if you don't know the Pilot Baba story very well, you should read it, because Pilot attained the abilities up there in the mountains, and he studied from people like Gorak Nath. And the reality is that these guys up there seem to love Gorak Nath, these great masters. They love him. He's up there too. And so if they think he's great, well, you should too, obviously, because they're way more advanced than you by 100 miles. And obviously they should be listened to. Just because you don't know who the hell that is doesn't really mean anything. You don't know much about anything in the Eastern traditions to start with, is my guess. And certainly not these traditions, or you would have already supported the show. And this is where the masters come from. So, anyway, I'm not going to bother berating people, because I did that last week, mostly because I was put on the spot about support for the show, which I wasn't really thinking about too much, because I was just talking and not really thinking about the support. But it is true, there isn't a lot of support out there for the Ascension story. And the reason is people aren't on the path. And the reason for that is they don't know who's out there and how simple it is to have a much better life by going down the path, this Ascension path, with teachers that know what they're doing, what they're talking about. It is true that I was raised by two parents that were so wildly different that I can come off in multiple ways as a result of these two characters. I have a computer programmer on one side, and I have an artist on the other, a professional artist. And I was raised mostly by the artist, because I was with her 5 days out of every 7 days for most of my childhood. Of course, the other one had a lot of influence because I was with him for 2 days every single week. And, so at any rate, it can get pretty strange when I start talking about this group, because I had to switch back and forth to deal with these two people. At any rate, I'm becoming, calmer as time goes by, because I'm releasing the world more and more. And learning to live off very little, almost nothing at times, except handouts, which is exactly what they do over there, even though I wasn't thinking it was going to go that way in the beginning. And when I first started this journey, I thought I would have more control. But the masters do get involved in a very big way and will take you out of your little comfy world, Western world, that you think you have. If you get serious, that's what I've found. So they won't let you starve. You know, if you have a family, you'll probably be allowed to keep more material things because you have a family to raise. So, but this chakra stuff is great, because the third chakra is where all the supernatural powers materialize, big stuff. And when you get into the second, you'll feel it more and more because it's close. It's a lot closer. Getting from the first into the second means that you're getting out of the world. And that's a big deal. A lot of people don't get out of the world. So the third, I'll describe it here. I'll read it. I'll read the from the book from Garak Nath here. Third chakra is called Garak Nath, Nabi chakra, because it is experienced within the Sushumna Nadi at a region at a center in the region of the navel. It is generally known as Manipura chakra, the concentrated and upward driving psycho-vital energy of an earnest and prayerful yogi having crossed Muladhara and Svadhisthana. Arrives at this Manipura chakra, which is a dynamic center of various kinds of cities, yoga cities, or miraculous powers. This chakra is described as having fivefold worlds, and described and appearing in the form of a five times coiled serpent. Within this chakra, Kundalini Shakti reveals herself with the brilliance of a crore of morning suns. That's 250,000 if you don't know what that means. It enjoys a special bliss of union with Shiva. This is a higher plane of spiritual union between Shiva and Shakti than Muladhara and Svadhisthana. Kundalini Shakti, as revealed in Manipura Chakra, is also named by Garak Nath as Madhyama Shakti, indicating that this is only an intermediate stage of self-revelation of the essential character of Shiva Shakti. But even at this Madhyama stage, Kundalini Shakti confers all kinds of supernatural powers upon the devoted yogi, whose psycho-vital energy is concentrated upon her in this plane. So, okay, I'll keep going until the end of this paragraph. The yogi then acquires the power of changing his physical body into any form at his pleasure, of transforming one material thing into another, of making his existing body lighter than air, or heavier than a mountain, or invisible to others' eyes, or capable of passing from one place to another on the aerial path by the mere exercise of his will, and so on. So, here we are. Obviously, that's a lot to take in two paragraphs. So, I don't expect people to digest this information overnight. However, if you digest it at all, good, because you've just uncovered something that will change your life. If you think you know what the chakras are, well, you don't. Because you can't just go into any chakra and stay there. You have to start from the bottom, which is the world, and transcend the world. So you transcend it, you get into the second, which means you've transcended it quite a bit. I'm in the second. I've been told I'm in the second. I can tell I'm in the second when I read this stuff. It doesn't mean that I don't still have worldly temptations from time to time. Like, for instance, if there's some cute young woman that comes into my life, I'm naturally when I say that, I mean, if she's really on the path, I'll be startled and be like, oh my gosh, you know, who is this? And start having all sorts of thoughts of being with her and blah, blah, blah. And in a recent case, this happened, a recent situation, this happened. And I became a bit of a mess because I was thinking about this and I'm like, this is great, but it's horrible because now I'm thinking about sex and that's not going to help me. And she's not even around. She took off somewhere and she's not really she's from the country and I don't get the feeling she has a very sophisticated approach to the world. She's, I don't know what to say about her. She doesn't understand the world super well. And I don't know if her moral compass is even, you know, particularly great. Because I notice her waffling a bit on some pretty basic things. She's young. She hangs out with very young, you know, teenagers because she tries to help her nieces and nephews who are teenagers. And she's around them, I guess, all the time. And she acts sort of like a kid herself. She looks like she's about 23, even though I think she's like 30 or something. So anyway, this type of thing, that can really throw a person if they're, like, if they think, like, if their dream girl is some super young, pretty thing who's evolved, and then someone comes along like that, out of the blue, when they never meet people like this, well, it's going to really throw them. And that happens, even though this girl's not even around. But the RV, it's her RV, and I bought it from her. So it's troubling. It's still somewhat, but I'm moving on to more productive things and thinking about this. And talking about the third chakra, and now I should mention that beyond the third chakra, the fourth chakra and the rest of them are even higher levels, meaning you get these abilities, but the masters don't want you to focus on your incredible attainments because you'll get lost. You can get lost in the ego, and the ego is a dangerous place. So they want you to go beyond this, even though while retaining it, basically. So it's a game to you. It's a playful thing. It's not, you don't take yourself too seriously about all your newfound riches, spiritual riches. And you're beyond it. You know, think of Babaji or Garaknath, you know, the big ones. This is what the big ones have done. And just getting there and stabilizing here is extremely difficult because, the world says this is BS. You don't belong there. In fact, it might be considered illegal even to have all this ability. I mean, maybe not on one level, but if you go around displaying this stuff and you're not a Christian, supposed what they call Christian, which is a joke, but that's not a Christian. These are the Christians. Then you'll be, you know, scoffed at, all sorts of things. So but one of the main abilities is dematerialization. You can also leave where you are. You can just leave, take off. So if it were me, I'd just go to the Himalayas and I'd stay there with the rest of them and be comfortable. Why would I want to sit around in a dubious scenario with people that don't even care about enlightenment? So I'm glad that whoever's listening is at least giving it a chance, because otherwise, you know, you would have turned it off already. Maybe I wasn't, Bible basher, something like this. And I'm all about the Christ levels, the Jesus levels. I think Jesus was a real person, and Jesus has, showed up to me before. I have a very strong connection with Jesus, and Jesus is not concerned that he's not saying read the Bible to me. Jesus shows up with these guys. He hangs out with these guys in the Himalayas. He's seen hanging out with them. Pilot Baba sees Jesus hanging out with couple dozen of these masters on one occasion. So this Manipura Shakti with these worlds, these fivefold worlds and the Kundalini energy, Madhyama Shakti is what he's calling this particular version of Devi, the mother, Shakti being the mother, is obviously amazing, and it allows everything to transform. It gets you into the supernatural realm where the rainbow body also is a big part of things. if you start seeing a rainbow, you know that that's a very good thing. And this has to do with the rainbow body. Although, I will not sit around focusing on that because they're not focusing on that. They're telling you to get good at a variety of meditations in the story. And these meditations activate centers in your body. It's not just chakras, it's also described as adharas. And there's more adharas than there are chakras. But the adharas do similar things. And some people would just call them all chakras. Which I suppose you could. Barak Knopf is breaking it down into a more controlled system, and that's why Barak Knopf is so profound and well loved, is because of how the detail in which he has gone to describe this platform of superior human functioning, where you have so much control over your environment and your body. And this is perfection, really. This is the highest human potential that everybody has. And just because, you want to focus on something completely different or part of the time, doesn't mean that this isn't still there waiting for you. I've just told you where to get it. And so last show was about this quite a bit, people just being slack, they don't care, they think they know what they're doing, they're all stuck on themselves with their little white superior, their little white world of money and how much power they think they have because they can go and run over other countries because they can buy this or buy that. None of this really gets you very far. And this proves it, among many other things, including your potential misery when you're not, when things aren't going your way. So, once again, Philosophy of Barak Knopf is where this is coming from, which is an incredible compilation by Banerjee of Barak Knopf works. He's put them together and put it out in this book. And Barak Knopf is alive, as far as I can tell. There's the Knopf group is fairly large in India. It's not super well represented over here in the States, that's for sure. But there are many, many Knopfs out there. Matsendranath was the first. And he supposedly got this information directly from Shiva. And he appears to look like Shiva in the depictions as well. Many think he is a version of Shiva. And Shiva, I don't need to get into that right this second. But Shiva is considered the perfect yogi.
Well, I came back from a lot of driving around Portland. It's sort of like Seattle. It just goes on and on. And, there's some good neighborhoods and some bad neighborhoods. Downtown is a mess. Homeless people everywhere, of course, are on drugs, a lot of them. The guy laying on the street looks like he's OD'd or something. Or maybe he's just asleep. Anyway, there's another guy that's like, trying to get me to call the cop, call the medics. And I'm out of it because I'm traveling so much. And so I call him, And they're asking me all these questions. I'm like, I don't know who the hell this person even is. And, yeah, it was crazy. That was really stupid. Because the guy wakes up and, he wasn't ODing or anything. He's just sleeping on the street. And, but yeah, it was so crazy because of all the people involved with that thing. But yeah, stay away from downtown if you can, unless it's something specific. I wouldn't get wrapped up with these homeless people. There's levels of homelessness. In some places, it's crazy as hell. I've been to places where there was a fight that broke out within 10 seconds of me coming there. It's supposed to be some place where they help people. And then the staff doesn't do a damn thing. They just watch this fight go on. And some little Asian guy getting beat up. And anyway, yeah, you got to be careful in some of these places. But other places, it's chilled. Because, you know, the smaller areas, it's a lot more chilled. The whole environment's more chilled. So, yeah, a small town that's totally different. You know, I'd say, I don't know the numbers exactly, but, you know, if you have a town of 20,000 people, it's probably going to have a pretty chilled shelter. So, but, yeah, this is the real deal renunciate path when you're serious about the masters. You may end up with very little, but a lot going on spiritually. So that's what's happened with me. I do have other shows that are part of the network that, I've had some dealings with some of these people. And, I will say that the guy, running it, the thing, one of the two brothers is very good. I don't know the other brother very well, but, Donald is quite good. And, just, you know, you may end up on the radio if you talk to him because he's quite convincing of why you might want to go on the radio. But, I think it has been good. It can be quite an outlet for, you know, personal growth, depending on who you are. So that's all good. And you have some interesting people that may come forward as subscribers. I certainly have had that happen. I've had some quite strange people come through also that weren't making a lot of sense. And it can be a little weird when you don't really, you know, there's levels of stupidity in, you know, calling out organizations on the air or world people that are controlling countries is one thing, but, you know, I exposing them personally on the show would take quite a bit because, you know, that could a lot of these people that do these shows have a very mixed agenda because part of them, wants to be famous. That's why they, you know, they want attention. And another part of them wants to help. And probably another part of them wants to learn stuff. So you get a mixture there. I was dragged, literally. I was dragged onto the radio. I wasn't trying to go on the radio. I wasn't expecting to go on the radio. I was looking for free energy people. So I was pushed onto the radio by masters who showed up and Babaji being one, Jesus is the other, and they said go on the radio. So I'm on the radio, but these other people that go on are often trying to make a show, and it's therapy for them basically because they think they're helping people. They don't necessarily care whether they get it right all the time, or even if they're particularly honest, because it's more just about a show and just talking, which. They may be okay at producing a show, but it's the truth is often way off in some other universe. They don't have the understanding to have a high degree of truth coming through their voice, because they haven't studied and they're too wrapped up in the world. So keep this in mind when you're plowing through various programs on television or anywhere. You'll probably get a higher degree of truth from places like BBS Radio because there isn't as much money and selling out going on. But it doesn't mean you'll get a super high degree. It just means you probably get a higher degree. I've listened to some of these people, and they can sound very smart for periods of time, which is more than you could say for most of the television you watch. It's just garbage. There's nothing going on. And music can also be so polluted that it can also be worse than simply turning the thing off and trying to meditate. Much worse. So you got to be careful what you put into your system. And reading stories of ascended masters is one of the best things you can do because the vibration is very high. You can read these stories over and over and over and still be getting a lot from them because you change as time goes by and the story will affect you in different ways as the time goes by. People go back to the Bible for their whole lives, one single book. Back to the thing over and over and over. They don't even know where this book came from anymore. They think it came from Jesus and disciples, but that was so long ago, they don't know where that thing came from. Look at the corruption that goes on in 1 year in the United States. You're going to tell me that thing survived 2,000 years? I don't think so. Or 1,700 years? No, not happening. So it's kind of a sad state of affairs with these people and their studies. I mean, it's just sad. It's pathetic, If there's masters here now, which there are, and no one's even studying them, instead they choose to go to some relic that's been changed around so many times. And try and just worship one book. When there's masters, Christ-like masters here now, and they don't want to pay attention. This is pathetic. For people out there, I noticed that my guy there. I don't know if I have enough time to really conclude this particular part of the story, but it had to do with the Himalayas. The Himalayas there's five countries up there. So, anyway, back to my stories. They're not stories, they're real. You've got to pay attention to the truth if you want high experiences. Otherwise, you'll get polluted experiences. So I'll keep going back to the same stories because there aren't that many of them. You got Vishuddhananda, Pilot Baba, you got Babaji through a variety of books. And these are the main guys you need to study. You also just should study the main teachings from the New Age movement of the Western New Age of Ballard and Spalding, I Am movement. Is Ballard, and Spalding is the life and teachings stories. Those two series are very good and should be studied, even though there is a strong question about whether they're true. I think that's it for this evening and this afternoon. And thank you very much. And subscribe if you want to support good things. If you want to get off of the idiot bandwagon that is the Western media. Good luck.
Appreciate it.